talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, sexperts and sexpots, authors and activists, porn stars and presidences. Okay, get your own toilet paper back into your mouth. He's under gag order whenever he's on this show. The Trumpus. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. There is a lot of bad news. Thanks to the Trumpus. And many other factors. But he kind of puts it all out there. The big dick with a little penis. And yet, lest we be totally disheartened, let me just say that there's a little bit of good news, too. Yeah, there is. And sometimes, you know, it's interesting how the bad news can galvanize people to create change. And, you know, many times when the news is just kind of medium bad, like Obama putting kids in cages, which did happen.
Well, there you go.
Then we ignore it. So now we have the blatant, racist, Nazi, sexist, narcissist, big dickhead with a little penis. And we can't ignore it. And that galvanizes us, some of us, to make necessary change, positive change that I think we have to make. And so, you know, there are many great women of the world. There's men, too. I love you guys. Okay. But there's some great women. I want to talk about a couple of them just for a minute. And then I'm going to talk to some great women. But women of the world are rising up and fighting the power in a very, what I call, bonobo way. And one of them is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is a mouthful.
Yeah.
And she is hot in more ways than one. She just won the Democratic primary for Congress in the Bronx, Queens, which was sewn up for the incumbent until she stepped in. And just power to the people. She is a young, brilliant, beautiful, female-empowered, working class. She actually was recently working as a waitress. And she is Latin, of course, part Puerto Rican. And and she is hopefully going to Washington in November, I think. I mean, because they all vote Democratic there. But you never know with these Republican piranhas. And the Democrats just always laying over and taking it. So submissive in a time when we need galvanizing leaders. And she is one. So I hope she goes to Washington. And I'm also inspired by many creative, courageous protests. And one of them happened right on the 4th of July. And my latest shiro is Therese Patricia Okumu. These women are great, but the problem with them is their names are just, I can't remember them. I have to read them. Anyway, she climbed up to the foot of the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July to protest ICE and Trump. Trump care, Trump not care, Melania not care. She wore it on her shirt. And she is actually an immigrant herself from, of all places, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is where the bonobos are from. That's right. Their only native habitat is in the Congolese rainforest in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and that's where she's from. And by the way, thanks to just centuries of European interference in the Congo, it's a mess, and I'm not going to go into that, but she came here for very legitimate reasons to seek a better life, and she became an activist. And she's been an activist in many regards, but the kids in the cages, you know, that gets to people, right? There's a lot of terrible things going on, but that kind of galvanized her. And she was also very inspired by Michelle Obama, who said, when they go low, we go high. And she said, so I went as high as I could. And she climbed up to the foot, literally to the foot of the Statue of Liberty, and she hung out under the foot. And she's very sexy there in her pink sneakers. I mean, you know, they're kind of hot. And she just sat there until the cops got her to come down. I mean, I guess she came down peacefully, but she did hang out there for a few hours. And, oh, God and goddess forbid, she put some tourists, you know, to an inconvenience. Inconvenienced. I mean, I think that she actually gave them a 4th of July story that they'll never forget. So she inspired me. These are two women that inspired me. So I say, go bonobos, and can I get a hand? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you all to the little church of Bonoboville, where we are gathered together here in the womb room. And I do have some other very inspiring women, interesting, intriguing, and illuminating, that are going to join me tonight. First of all, my ass producer, associate producer, of course, that stands for the great Phoenix Dawn. You can talk on your microphone, Phoenix, unless you want to be punished. Oh, and now her mic's
on. Is your microphone on? Turn on her microphone. Hello.
Turn it on, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's still not working.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Whoa.
Got him.
We are off to an exciting start.
Very.
Yes. So, is that exciting or what? That your Puerto Rican cousin there is going to be in Congress, perhaps.
Well, hopefully. All my Puerto Rican cousins are fucked right now.
I know. So, well, maybe she'll help. Maybe
they
she'll
have to rebuild
help.
Everything. So yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And that's why
Congress.
We have Trump.
I appreciate your
in
fucking
a
inputs.
Puerto Rican T-shirt, so that you know we never forget.
Of course you don't.
But he has already. Mm. So I'm going to move him aside. And introduce the young lady next to you, all the way from Australia.
Yay.
Yay.
Technically from Topanga Canyon, but I'll
yes.
take it.
Yay.
Originally from Australia, but it's been a while.
And it is How to Get Laid Using Your Intuition, author, Susanna Brisk.
It's Yay. Such a pleasure to meet you and to be here.
And she is a sexual intuitive.
Yes, I am. That's correct.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, welcome. We're going to talk to you about how to get laid using your intuition.
I can't wait.
Gut? Where is that? The liver or the...
We'll find out.
But first, yes. I want to introduce over here to my left is the lovely Elle Vonema.
Vonema.
Hi. Elle is a erotic model, porn star. How would you like to describe yourself?
I would just say porn star.
Porn star!
Yay!
I know your Twitter says you're an XXX model.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm like, I could be called anything.
I know one thing, you're very flexible.
Yeah.
Which I want to see some more of.
Yeah.
But before I do that, I would like to have Miss Brisk, Susanna.
Yes, darling.
Up here.
Of course.
To my broadcast bed.
It's such a joy
and
to be in your
I
lair
have your
at
book
last, Dr. Susan.
Right here. How to Get Laid Using Your Intuition.
And you read it.
I did read it.
I'm
I did,
really
and
impressed.
I enjoyed
now.
It. I have notes on it.
Thank you. Ooh, notes.
Yeah.
I should have given you the rough draft.
Well, no, I like to make my own notes.
Lovely. Can't wait
yeah.
to hear. I loved your book, too.
I'm a little cerebral in that way. Although I must admit, with your different types, I could identify with all of them.
Oh, good.
The cerebral part of me, you know, was making notes. The emotional part of me just likes to have a good time. And the genital part of me is horny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perpetually.
Enough. Enough.
This is a good thing. Yeah. Should we explain to people what this is? So,
well, yeah.
Okay.
First, we should explain, what do you mean by intuition?
Okay. So intuition can be defined as what you know that you don't know. So you may be able to observe many things observably, right? Scientifically observe. But what you decide based beyond what you know is intuition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is it what a lot of people would call a hunch or a feeling or almost instinct?
Yes, or trusting your gut. And the U.S. military actually did a huge study, a $2.8 million study on intuition. This I found out after I already had the idea for the book. And they found that it is
just
actually...
So you know she didn't steal your idea.
Yes, U.S. military, don't come after me. I did not steal your idea. But the sixth sense has been found to be a reliable indicator of danger in battle that saves lives. So I was like, well, if it can save your life in a war and help you avoid a landmine or the enemy around the corner, surely it can help you get laid.
Surely.
Surely.
It can.
It has.
And it has. And it will in the future.
Yes.
But maybe not always.
Well, here's the thing. What is there that's foolproof?
Right.
In life.
Right.
Where are the guarantees?
But I do think it is a good idea to get, as they say, in touch with your intuition, even if it's not always, as we say, right. I mean, I kind of call it getting in touch with your animal nature, which is why I'm all leoparded out.
Yes.
Because dressing like a bonobo isn't that exciting.
No,
as a
it's
leopard.
Not sexy.
Right.
You're
well,
pulling that off better yeah. than a monkey costume, I think. But it's
ape.
True. It's an ape.
Yeah,
yes, ape.
Right.
That's
but,
terrible.
You know, the thing is, though, when you tune into your inner bonobo,
yes.
I think, you're basically tuning into, you could say, your better angels, your peace through pleasure, your female empowerment, your male sensitivity and well-being, and yeah. But when you tune into maybe your inner, I don't know,
gut,
common chimp, or some other animal that might be a little murderous, like your black widow spider. I mean, somebody might have an inner animal that isn't exactly friendly.
Oh,
and
right,
like a wolf.
Guy.
I mean,
oh,
but
yes,
I don't know. I mean, what if your inner animal? What if your inner voice is telling you to do something that isn't right?
Well, that's a very good question, because what you're talking about here are primal urges.
Yeah.
And I have a chapter in my book called There's No Such Thing as a Negative Sexual Urge, because the way that I define it, the urge is not the part that's negative. In fact, the more that you suppress the things that you're afraid to think about, the more they become compulsive and the more likely you are to act on them and harm somebody. Now, if you know that you have urges that aren't, let's say, vanilla, that aren't, let's say, mainstream, shall yeah. we say, then, like that, then the least you can do is make your brain a complete democracy and allow yourself to explore those things and figure out how you can actually get those needs met in real life.
Right.
So rather than pathologizing and going, I'm afraid if I go with my gut, I'm going to turn into some kind of fuck monster, right? Like, let's just recognize that those things are part of who we are, and they give us clues about who we actually are.
And
it's
I
like
think
awareness.
It's important.
Yes, yes. Awareness.
Yeah, awareness. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you just do whatever your gut tells you to do, what if your gut tells you to just pick up your AR-15 and run in and kill a bunch of people?
I mean,
you want to tune into that, and then you know, I need to go to a therapist.
Right.
Or, you know, you tune into your intuition doesn't necessarily mean you always do what your gut is telling you.
Of course, 100%. And the other thing is, because we're talking about sex, of course we're talking about consent. Perfect timing.
Hello.
Is that hi?
Before we just get into that lovely sure. subject of consent, which smells
perfect
so
time.
Good. You have to talk into the
Hello.
Microphone. That's a good girl. This is Miss Jenna Rotten.
Hi, I'm a little late.
Yeah, she's a bit of a bad girl, although she's usually the dom. And she is
True.
Also a sex educator and a friend of our good friend, Goddess Soma. And I've met you at DomCon.
Usually the one that's in control.
But now you're late.
Now I guess I need a punishment.
So now you're a switch you as of this moment, maybe.
You know, I don't find it hard to switch for powerful women.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, I'm Susanna. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Susanna
you.
Brisk, right
Thank
here.
You.
And L has an interesting last name. Voneva? Voneva.
Yeah,
sounds
I like the
very
way you say
French.
It.
Are you the one that wrote the book?
No.
I'm the one that wrote
You're
the book.
You're the one that wrote the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you wrote the book about sex and intuition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just.
We were just talking about it, and we were just coming to the consent part, and I know you're an educator, so mm-hmm. I was like, perfect timing. Mm. Because, of course, the first thing that you want to deal with if you're telling people to follow their instincts when it comes to sex is how does that intersect with consent, right?
Correct.
Because
yeah.
that doesn't mean that you can just come up to someone and go, oh, I totally can tell she's hot for me. I'm going for this right now,
well,
right?
A lot of people think of it that way.
Right. And that is not correct, and that's yeah. not what's in the book at all, at
right.
all. So what's...
Important
what,
to establish that.
Very important. Because here's the thing with intuition, is that if you don't get verbal consent, then your intuition is not validated. That's how that works. But the way that... The system that I teach in the book, which helps people get in touch with, like, what the instincts really are, mm-hmm. it helps you figure out basically how to pay attention to nonverbal cues. Because that's what's missing, I think. Don't you think? As you spray yourself and erotically drape yourself in my book.
Well, I'm displaying your book and cooling off at the same time.
I love it. That's the best display my book ever had.
I think it's important to tune into these things, whether you call it intuition, animal nature or hunch, we need to tune into it because we're going so far away with our hyper-civilization that, you know, depends on certain kinds of analysis and everything is in bits and bytes. And
it's self-expression.
And self-expression.
Yeah, and it takes us away also from this material consumption in the culture, which says that you kind of have to be this dead thing that doesn't really think.
You're a woman.
Yourself.
You're a woman.
Yeah, like you get to own whoever you are, or whoever you identify as, right? Like, yeah.
I thought the important part about consent is that a lot of people think that they can just assert their masculinity or assert their dominance by railroading over everybody else. And that's why I kind of specialize in being a sensual dom. So many people want to try what we're doing, but they have this preconceived notion of a slave and a mistress and all this heavy leather and bondage, and they don't want to go to that certain place. And I feel like that it's just kind of, it goes hand in hand with consent and kind of shredding some of that masculinity by getting more in touch with that and getting the people who don't know what they're doing into doing it.
Yeah, and that's the difference between somebody who's a dominant who understands that the submissive is the person who's driving.
The shades of gray wannabe.
Yeah, right, so we could spend an hour and a half talking about consent, but let's.
Yeah.
I just want to run through a few of the little terms.
Okay.
No, just
don't
run
show me your notes.
Run it fast. Right. No, you can't see. This
okay,
is
okay.
a test of
okay.
your own book.
I'm ready. I'll try to remember what I wrote.
So, what are we supposed to hack into?
So you're hacking into your internal guidance system.
Wow.
That you already, this is like 2,000 drafts later. I know it all looks like it was channeled,
astrology,
but in fact, everything.
Following the stars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit like, you know, you all have that, right? So it's like when we're in kindergarten, and you're sitting in kindergarten on the first day, and they say to you, sit still. And you go, oh, I get it. I shouldn't pay attention to the cues going on in my body. Got it.
That's what's called civilization.
Right, right. And then bonobos.
No,
bonobos.
Baby.
Bonobo,
I mean,
baby.
You can say bonobo.
It's probably
but
in
I like you better.
Okay, bonobos.
You
so,
say bonobo.
So they probably have no kindergarten, I'm guessing.
Well, they do. Actually, they have a culture. They do. And they educate each other.
How do they have a schooling system?
Well, because the older bonobos bring up the younger bonobos.
It's fantastic.
And I'm just like any great apes.
And I'm sure
really.
They're not, but I'm sure that they're not supposed to just like sit there quietly. They
oh,
probably can express,
no,
right?
They definitely do a lot more expressing, and they swing through the trees as well as with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see, I mean, common chimps also kind of run around a lot, but common chimps are very male dominated. And common chimps, you know, rape is common. And it sounds like a good deal for some males, but it isn't a good deal for any of the males because the males get killed quite frequently.
The society
and
as a whole
the
suffers.
Other males are all, like, stressed out
yeah.
over whether they're going to get killed or not. And among bonobos, the males are pretty chill, you know, because they get laid a lot
yeah.
by hot, willing, consensual females. As well as each other. See, bonobos are bisexual or pansexual, and they are panpeniscus. But anyway, back to humans, and we're very similar to bonobos. I kind of feel like we have a bonobo side and a common chimp side, and what side are we going to lean to? I'm trying to push all of society. No, really, just, you know, trying to do my thing to help people be more bonobo, to tune into that inner animal, to that intuition that tells you how to be sensitive if, I guess, your male energy is leading, or if your female energy is leading, how to be more assertive.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Let's go on to the next thing.
I also talk
I want to say one thing about, I want to ask you about getting laid, because interestingly, getting laid is the subject of your book.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by getting laid?
Well, that's the thing. getting laid is not just insert, you know, tab A into slot B. We're not just talking about PNV intercourse here.
PNV, you got to say what that is. Penis in vagina.
So technically a vulva. Well, let's hear it for the vulva.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's in the vagina.
Yes, in the vagina, it's past the vulva.
That's what
past
a lot of people
well, we
think
know
of
how much more important
as
other sex besides
fucking.
PNV is.
Yes,
as
we do,
mm-hmm.
but many don't.
It's true.
So what I encourage people to understand is that if you're in touch with your own sexual energy, which I call fuck energy. Then you
fuck
can
energy.
Have fuck energy.
Yeah.
I think people can relate to that.
We're feeling it in this room. So it doesn't even have to be touch, actually.
Right. Like, would anyone like a squirt of my water pistol?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
And
feels good.
It's connection, right?
Mm-hmm. You want a squirt?
So do you want me to answer this question?
It's like
because
flirting
with
her.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted right now.
Well,
so
you want to squirt?
No, I'd rather watch you squirt her. So the difference between, you know, people thinking, oh, I've never been laid, for example, right? Or I'm never going to get laid. Or the experiences that I've had were somehow a failure because I didn't get to this base or that base. And to really think of it in a different way and to think of the whole thing as a trajectory towards getting the kind of sex that you want with the kind of person that you want it with.
All right.
Because isn't that the most satisfying anyways?
Yes.
Everyone's bumbling around trying to have their sexual experiences, and they don't understand that when you take a step, you connect, you build that intimacy, those are the sexual experiences that really get you.
Yeah, I agree. But some people's thing is also a more casual encounter, and they feel more comfortable in a casual encounter. And, you know, bonobos?
Hey,
anyone?
Bonobos,
so
interestingly,
just link that in well?
Can I just give you the bonobo perspective? Bonobos love to have sex with their friends.
Yeah.
But when given a choice between having sex with a friend or a stranger, they usually choose the stranger.
Because
interesting.
It's more exciting.
That's right. So, you know, hey, it's cool. And
yeah.
I'm all for intimacy. I have been married for 26 years.
Yay,
all right.
Captain Max.
I got
Max.
Your intimacy right here, baby.
Get it, Max.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
right
let
here.
Me just say, it can kill your sex if
yes.
you let it. It can. That's the thing. That trust is great, but if you just let trust be trust and trust and trust, trust kills lust. Now, if you combine some of these things and all these books and all these wonderful teachings of the sexperts,
part of the
then
fear.
You're combining your lust with your trust, and then that is the best of both worlds.
Yes, and I coach couples every week and in various stages of sex and no sex, and it's dead or it's dying or it's just, you know, like it's a 4 and we want it to be at least an 8. And what I find a lot is that it's not so much about, you know, the male, the female, like taking the emphasis off these traditional, you're so magnetic, the traditional role, the roles.
And
like
you're so dynamic.
The man, well, thank you. See, fuck energy.
It's getting
fuck
hot
energy
in here.
Is flowing.
It's the mastery and the mystery.
Yes, so
dynamism and magnetism.
Yes, and dominant and submissive.
Do you think that fear is some of the reason?
And if you're aware, say again, sorry.
The fear is some of the reason why people like BDSM sex.
Yes, and mm-hmm. they
the excitement, right?
And they don't understand mm-hmm. the fact that the BDSM can actually even out a lot of the other power dynamics in the relationship. Did I just say a mouthful or what?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do.
But it's great.
And
it's,
to people,
it's food for thought.
Nor like regular couples, like they don't think
sexual
they're kinky.
Thought.
They don't think that they're, you know, into some wild shit. But you just take them to strip the basis down to the very, very basis of who's in charge and who's surrendering. And you can create an intimacy. I know because I see this every week that is just it's extraordinary to witness. You thought it was weird?
You need to talk on a microphone or
I'm
you're
trying.
Gonna get punished.
Thomas.
I always thought I was weird because I always had sexual like innuendos and I was like, yeah. And I thought after I came, I was like, oh my God, that's a bad thing. You know, and I felt guilty about it. But now it's just like I feel energy, and the whole thing about it is like we're sexual beings, you know, trying to get where we have to be.
Did you get brought up in religion?
Yeah, I'm a Catholic Hindu.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's the Hindu position
on
sexuality?
Basically, you can't have sex at all, basically.
The Hindu way.
Ever.
Come on.
Ever.
How come there's so many Hindus?
It's true. You can't eat beef.
Every
pork.
Religion Christian, has an anti-sex angle to it, just about, except maybe Wiccan.
But you can stick it in your mouth, though.
And every religion also has room for sex.
Yes.
You know, it's just whether you find it. And sometimes... You know, it's. I mean, some of the religions that are the most repressive seem to breed porn stars.
Yes, and BDSM as well, because of the, there's a lot of aspects to religion that, if you can sublimate them, can become very redemptive, in my opinion and experience.
Well, there is so much taboo in human sexuality, and yet we have these intuitions, these instincts, these desires that often break taboos. And BDSM does give you a place and a safe place to break taboos with consent.
And you can play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you play.
Yeah. And basically, even when you're just got a vanilla marriage, you're breaking a taboo. If you were brought up in a religion that says sex is bad, until you get married. A lot of people have trouble with that because then they get married and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Or you're never exactly. get married and you know what to do. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And people go through what you call torture loops, I think.
Torture
that's
loops.
A cute
Chapter 4, torture loops.
Yeah. That keep them from being happy.
Yes.
That torture them. Torture loops. You can figure out what that means just by the phrase. It's a loop that goes on in your mind over and over again, even though you know it's full of shit or that it happened in your childhood and it's not happening anymore. But it still hurts you.
Is that similar to a self-fulfilling prophecy?
It can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, absolutely. Or a...
wormhole?
A wormhole in the brain, absolutely. And so every week when I work with people, I'm trying to, I call it kick the marble out of the groove. Like just pop it out a little bit, because that conditioning, especially if it's like a religious conditioning that got in early, and there's like that shame that got in early, I call it like ambient shame. And the person seems like they're walking around, they're functioning great in life, but it's like there, you know, it's a layer above everything they're trying to do when it comes to intimacy and connection. But it can be worked on. It can be really helped a lot and healed.
It can be. It's not like one of these formulas like the, PUA, pickup artist type thing.
No.
This is about, I guess, tuning in, getting in touch with, you know, all those things that are not, you know, a formula. Not that simple.
But will get you laid, too.
Well, they will. And speaking of which, can I get you laid the way we do it here?
Aww.
There, that's Ellie.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
You're now laid.
Okay. I'm now laid.
Yeah, you are. See, getting laid
could
has
have
lots
blinked
of different
and missed
meanings.
It, Dr. Susan.
So the book is How to Get Laid Using Your Intuition, with laid meaning a lot of different things, not just penis and vagina intercourse, although there's nothing wrong with that. And bonobos actually spend most of their time having what we might call outer course or foreplay. They do.
Yeah, and oral sex, I read in your book.
They do.
They
lots
go down
of oral
on
sex.
Each other a lot.
Yes, they do.
Unless they're
fooling around.
They do. They love to go down on each other. They love to kiss. They love to hug.
Would it be called heavy petting?
yeah, they certainly do a lot of heavy, heavy petting. And tickling. They're all about tickling.
Aww.
And something, you know, a little
that's
bit of BDSM in a way. I mean, body worship, certainly, all that kind of body worship.
I remember
worship.
You sharing about
whacking,
the
that's kind of like a spanking. You know?
The ball touching that they did.
And yes. Oh, that's right.
Was,
you were in
I
my
was
class.
For that. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jenna Rotten was there. At DomCon, where I presented
BDSM
the bonobo
dynamic.
Way of femdom empowerment.
They do right. CBT?
The femdoms of the wild.
Well,
more
they
of do. A
there's a little story, I'll try to make it short, where a bonobo female is holding a bonobo male by his testicles.
And he can easily destroy her.
Of course, he's bigger than her. He has fangs. He can hurt her. He can
kill
rape
her.
He can kill her. But he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And she, on the other hand, I guess she could pull his balls off. But she doesn't. And they kind of do this little dance.
That's so hot.
And
well, trust
it's
game.
A trust game. Where
an instinct animal trust game.
Yeah. She learned very well.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I took that all to heart. Yeah.
I'm going to give that to one of my couples this week.
That's right. Yes.
Sounds like homework.
Yes. And then they get laid at the end of the trust game.
Yes.
You know, they do that. But they take a while before they do that. And one of the reasons she feels very secure about playing with his balls is because her girlfriends are nearby. So if he gets out of hand, she goes, eep, 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 and they come running and they jump on him.
Wow.
So he's a good boy.
See, if all of us could just have a bunch of
we
girlfriends
support
in
women
the
like
corner
Bono
of the room protecting us.
I'm so down. Wow. Well, we're going to talk more about how to get laid using your intuition, but I would like to use my intuition to get this young lady up on my bed. Yes. Come on. Get up here. Look at
Here's
you.
Here's the fun part with the playing, not the talking, maybe.
So, you are Elle, and you are a porn star, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're from San Francisco, the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm originally from there.
And how long have you been a porn star?
I think it's been about a year or so.
Right, wow.
Yeah.
Just so, as soon as you could, you became one.
Yeah.
I mean... Can I just say, you're not jailbait, but you're a teen dream. You are 19 years old, so you're right there.
I'm still pretty young.
You're still pretty young.
Yeah, and it's funny because I didn't always want to become a porn star until, like, it was, like, last year in January. I decided I wanted to join porn, and so I moved to L.A. a few months later, and I did it.
Wow, and why did you want to become a porn star?
Well, I wanted to move and experience new things and have the financial stability.
Right, but people used to join the Peace Corps for that kind of thing. I mean, this is a lot of sex involved here.
What did you want to teach us? What part of you did you want to share with us?
Right.
There's more to it than just that, right?
Did you always like sex?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was always like a very sexual person.
You were a dirty little kid, huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah, when I was younger, like.
Is that the voice of Dirty Jesus?
Yeah, that's Captain Max. Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Dirty Jesus.
Yeah, I started masturbating when I was like really young, like maybe when I was like 7 or so, but I was only like touching my nipples, and then I was like, why does this feel so good?
Yeah, a lot of kids do that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I started touching myself when I was 2, and actually probably earlier, but that's just my first memory. So, you know, I mean, you don't necessarily do it to anything. You just do it because it feels good.
It's because our bodies feel good, and we own them. And even at a young age, we kind of know that, and we're exploring it.
Yeah.
Our bodies are sexual, regardless of whether we're orgasming or fucking. I mean, they're always sexual. So, there you are. But, like, when did you start fucking? Or did you? I don't know. Maybe you could be a porn star that hasn't fucked yet.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be interesting. Right.
Yeah.
It's
possible.
I actually know one like that, in a way. Her name's Goddess Virgin.
I love her.
Right, Goddess Virgin. She hasn't supposedly fucked anybody. Right. So, what about you?
I started fucking, like, 16 or 17, I don't remember.
Wow. Okay. And was it good, or did you have to learn to make it good?
I think I had to learn to make it good with the first guy, and then it also depends on the chemistry.
Well, sure. But what did you learn about yourself that made it better?
I learned that I don't have to orgasm to feel good, because I've actually never orgasmed with someone else besides myself.
Oh, okay. So
come
you orgasm
me, girl.
From masturbation.
Come see me, girl.
Yeah.
I promise you. Results. Care, 3 sessions, baby. 3 sessions.
Is that a yoni massage?
It's not a hands-on. I don't work hands-on.
But
anyway, if that's not a problem for her, then that's not a problem.
Let me ask you this. You've come when you're by yourself, but not when you're with a partner.
Yeah, no, I've never.
And do you want to come when you're with a partner? Do you care at this point?
I don't really mind if I don't, but I think it would feel pretty good. I'd like to experience that.
All right. Well, you probably will very shortly.
Hopefully.
I mean, have you masturbated when you're with a partner? Have you just like
bit.
Hung out together, masturbated,
that's the crux.
And then had some sex, and then gone back to masturbating?
I didn't have orgasms from being with a partner for a while, and then one day I realized that I could masturbate my own clitoris to my own pace and get myself close, and then all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to come with somebody inside of me right now.
Yeah.
That would be awesome, yeah. But it takes a while for me to come. Like, I could rub my clit for, like, 2 hours.
Why, was sex, like, taboo in your house?
So could I.
was her house taboo
her
sex?
Yeah. For 2 hours?
Was my house taboo?
What religion did you grow up with?
Catholic.
Catholic.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah,
Max can relate.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school until, like, K through somewhere in high school. And, like, once I got confirmed, that's when I realized that's not for me.
So do you use your intuition when it comes to sex?
I'm not actually sure exactly how.
You need to read the book. Find out about that.
I think you're very intuitive, because whatever it is that makes you think that this is your business at 19 years old, possibly at 18 years old, is, you know, that's an intuitive kind of a hit that you have where you go, you know, I think this is for me. Are you kinky?
I would say so. I'm not, like, too kinky, like, as kinky as my friends, but I would say I'm pretty kinky.
Good. I think you're going to get even kinkier.
She can do a backbend, and what was that
that
thing
looks
you
pretty
did?
Kinky.
Oh, wait. Is that it? No, there was some other crazy position you got
right
into.
There.
That's pretty cute.
Well,
I think that's
how much
favorite.
Time do we have?
We have 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes. So remember we talked about doing Bonoboville Communion?
A communion.
Yeah. Do you want to do that? Do you remember we talked about that? You can't take communion because you can't drink. But
oh,
you
yeah.
could be the altar girl. Would you like to
oh,
do
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how to do that.
Right, I know. I use all this lingo. But,
so it's
you know.
Good for your career, you know?
Yeah. What we do is good for your career.
It's dirty Jesus again.
Well, you know, it is, actually.
He knows
actually,
all the right
you know.
To say to these girls.
No, really, it's a very famous
it's,
thing.
It's it promotes you, I guess you could say. You're a porn star. And right, the communion altar would reveal your beautiful body. Top half.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Okay.
Okay. So maybe would you like a little striptease music so you can give it a little
papa? Am I going to be like
or do
topless.
You want to just do it like dumb?
Am I going to be stripping?
Topless.
You might be.
Yeah, you know, you don't have that much to strip, I guess. Just one thing.
Okay.
Yeah? You want? I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't want, you don't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
You're down?
No, she's
okay.
down, yeah.
She's so down.
She's a porn star. She's trying to make
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but you know, you got to get the consent clearly. Yeah,
she's good. Making Dr.
You
Susan
can't make
work for it.
Assumptions. I have a friend of mine who got in trouble for making an assumption about
yeah,
a porn
course,
star.
Course,
I'm not going to go into who.
Yes.
So anyway, yes. So how about a little music? Would you like a little music?
Okay.
Are you good? You know, move into it? This is The Kingster by Carmina Formosa. Yeah.
From Australia.
Stand out.
Right? Yeah.
And this is L.
She's so cute, I can't stand it.
It's a great fantasy.
L. Bonneva.
Wow. Beautiful.
Slightly pervy. I like my loving to be topsy-turvy.
Woo!
Gotta have that cake.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. And not tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna wank as you spin in my face. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination. I'm into every type of stimulation. Getting kinky is an excitation. I gotta have that cake.
Oh yeah, take the shorts off.
Let's get kinky.
Yeah.
Bend over, little Miss Pinky.
Ooh,
what that,
that
does
baby.
To my winky. I gotta have that cake. I must admit that I'm a libertine. So let's pretend that you're 17. I can't get off if we keep it clean.
I believe they call that fun time.
Yeah, let's hear it for El Boneva.
Yay.
Woohoo! Beautiful.
All right.
And look at this cute little tattoo you got here.
So
what
cute.
Is that?
The third eye.
The third eye. You got a third eye between your titties. I love that. That's very, very cute. It's perfectly placed. Very nice. All right.
You
so
know, I just want to say something, Dr. Susie. When I was a kid, I dreamed of women like you.
Right, you're his type.
They were dreams. Really.
If it wasn't so hot tonight, so I'd say we're been certainly going to have good sex tonight, me and him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so fucking hot. But, you know, maybe we will anyway, because you're so cute. But I'm sure you inspire a lot of people to have great sex. Do you like to do that? Do you think of yourself as an inspiration to people?
An orgasm inspiration.
I guess so. I mean, I never thought about it.
Well, I'm giving you,
you
a calling.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I'm hey. You might inspire some people to masturbate, and they should do that if they want to do that. And you might inspire couples to have sex. And you might even inspire a whole orgy.
That'd be awesome.
Right.
Let's have one right now.
Yeah, make love, not war. You know?
Exactly.
All right, so now you are the altar, and let's see. So we talked about Phoenix taking communion from you. Would you like that?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? Phoenix, would you like that? You like that? You like that? Yeah, come on over here.
This segment is called Catholic Girls Gone Bad.
That's right. This is...
Oh, and a Jewish girl gone bad over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so this is called communion, but and the Catholics, of course, do it with the wine and the wafer, and we do it with the salt and the agua, or maybe I'll do it with whatever's in here. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, look at this, titty titty. Okay, so now she is giving them a little kiss and a little salt. We have to salt the nipple. And oh my, she is chowing down. All right, and this is what we call communion. I guess, where's the mic here? Did you take Catholic communion when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Was it anything like this?
No, not
that's
at all.
It's
I actually
different.
Got confirmed.
Times
you did.
Changed.
You got confirmed. I can just see you right in now? A little confirmation dress. You must have been
all right.
Gorgeous. Okay, so now we do what we call waterboarding, bonobo style.
Okay.
You know what waterboarding is? I'm not talking about the kind the CIA do. It's
I don't
called
think she
bonobo
knows at all.
Style. Okay, except I'm going to do it with this gun.
Okay.
Right? Okay, I'm going right, to stick the
it.
Gun in her mouth because it's so naughty. And I'm such a peacenik. So, but you have to open your legs. Is that okay? Yeah, there you go. Okay, and she's going to lean back between your legs. Mm, but she's going to sneak a kiss in first.
Oh, can you say that again?
Wait, what? I'm down for anything.
Good girl.
Okay.
I like to hear
and
that.
And now around we go. Ooh, she's taking another lick since you're down for
right.
anything.
Couldn't help it.
And she's so hungry.
These are revolutionary acts, of course.
Yes.
They are.
And
I think I'm down for anything. That was verbal consent.
Pretty
There's
much.
I think so.
There's an example for us.
That certainly is.
Okay,
well, turn around, turn around.
See how it can be hot.
Okay,
yeah.
So here we go. Exactly. And now,
we're all set in the
Phoenix
legal
Dawn is going to get waterboarded bonobo style. And tonight we're doing it with a gun, okay? And like I always say, shoot water guns, not real guns, okay? Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay. So,
there was booze in that water gun. It wasn't water.
No, that wasn't water.
Ha ha.
No. But you knew that wasn't water. She has a cleanse palate, and she is over 21. You can't have that. But you were a fabulous altar girl, and can we have a hand
yes.
for Elle and Phoenix, and also, of course, our cheerleaders here, Jenna Rotten and Susanna Briss. And
that's me cheering for hotness.
Right, right. What religion did you grow up with?
I grew up, I went to a religious Orthodox Jewish school.
Jewish, right.
For 8 years. My parents weren't religious, but I went to a religious school, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like Lubavitcher?
Yeah, like Lubavitcher, yeah. It did not work on me.
No. In fact, the opposite.
Yes.
But maybe contributed to your kinkiness, we could say.
I mean, you see that a lot, with the Catholic girls, too, and yeah.
I think religion contributes... to kinkiness. What about you, Jenna?
I was raised non-denominational.
Okay, so, which is why you're not that kinky.
We did quite a lot of Bible school.
Oh, a lot of Bible school. Okay.
So. It was more conservative in my family. My parents were married young. And they were each other's only partners. So there was kind of an unrealistic expectation of monogamy, which I was not going to have.
Mm-mm. Well... very bonobo. Okay, yeah. So we've got to go very soon, but we're going to be back with Phoenix Dawn and El Vaneva and Susanna Brisk, the sexual intuitive, and Domina, Jenna Rotten, and me. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
that buzz?
That's the Bonobo Bunny. Wide web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
So we are back here in the Womb Room Cathedral of the Little Church of Bonoboville. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, and this is my guest roster right here. Fabulous guests, including Miss Jenna Rotten, who has stripped down considerably.
It's very hot tonight.
Yes, it's hot. Oh, hot. I'm squirting people with the water pistol, you know. Hey, shoot water pistols, not real pistols. Make love, not war. And this is Elle Voneva. And she, would we get a microphone, please? I'm going to have to spank some tech people. Okay. Okay, this one is here.
How many? There should be four microphones.
Okay.
One, two, three.
All right. We're going to have to get...
We have a missing microphone.
Are they turned on? Are they turned on?
It's very... Turn us on, baby.
Yeah. We might need you to come out here.
This is highly unprofessional.
Is that better? Yes, it's better.
All right, we are good.
Also, can I
say that,
out of water.
Dr. Susan, that this is a fantastic way to spend a Saturday night,
isn't it? Well, you're welcome to join
fun,
me any
huh?
Saturday yeah. night.
I'm here. I'm
you're
joining.
Here.
Oh,
I have some of your friends that are just hanging out in the audience, so you know.
Yeah, the Belgians.
It's a scene
left.
Here. Yeah. Well, the Belgians, whatever, you know.
They're Belgian. They had to go back.
Maybe they were offended when I talked about the Congo. But anyway, we're here, and we're queer. Get used to it. And so we're talking about a lot of things, but one of the things is how to get laid using your intuition. And this is a great book. I read it in one day, actually.
That really means a lot to me.
I read it thoroughly.
She reads all the books and takes notes.
I do. Well, not all, but
most.
Almost all. It, you know, sometimes I've had surprise authors. It's not quite
boredom.
As unnerving as surprise sex.
Boredom.
But it can be unnerving when you get somebody says, and by the way, here's my book. Okay, well. So I don't talk about it then. But this book was very interesting. I really liked a lot of the terminology. Like psychic shrapnel.
Psychic shrapnel?
Oh,
you
yeah.
really did read my book.
I did.
Tell
I
me
did.
What that is. I yeah. want the definition.
Okay, I'll tell you. So,
I'd like to take home a copy.
What I call that is like, so there's shrapnel, which is the fragments of a bomb that are not the bomb, but they can still kill you, right? Mm. So the shrapnel
it certainly
is,
hurt you.
It's
yes.
the collateral damage, in other words.
Of the torture loops yeah. in your psyche, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's stuff that maybe you have basically negative thought patterns or trauma or things that have happened to people that have impacted their sexuality. And they stick around like shrapnel of the psyche. And they're just kind of spraying around in your brain.
And they could come from a trauma,
yes.
abuse,
yes.
or just your religion.
Yes. Yes. Or some kind of shame that you've internalized. Like even your parent says to you, you know, your parent catches you masturbating and they go, you know, don't do that. Or, you know,
or
don't
bad.
Touch yourself. That's bad.
Or say ice, you know, rips you from your parents and throws you into a cage.
That's an
that
example
might give you
of something.
Psychic shrapnel.
Yes. Yeah. But I do talk later in the book about how trauma can actually be a gift to intuition, but that's too long to explain
well,
here.
Well, I think any bad thing has a silver lining. If you can survive it, it can make you stronger.
Yes.
And if you can survive anything that, you know, hinders your sexuality, you can turn it into something that empowers you or turns you on or at least enlightens you.
But with the psychic shrapnel, it's a lot of the time it can be like disturbing thoughts, right? So
oh,
people
yeah.
will come to me with like disturbing, violent or sexual thoughts that mm. they're worried that they're going to act on, or they're just worried, why am I having these thoughts? And so I have like a particular method that I use to help people through them, which again is a little hard to encapsulate in a soundbite. Like you said, we live in a soundbite culture.
This is not a soundbite show.
No. Okay, good. So basically it's to relate to these pieces of psychic shrapnel just as that, as like, you know, when you live in an old in a city, and sometimes like in LA you come across these old train tracks and they're just there. They don't lead anywhere anymore, but nobody's ripped them out because of the expense of ripping them out. It's just easier to just leave them. And you just see them and you go, okay, they're not going anywhere, and you just kind of go around them. So this is the analogy that I give people when they're dealing with this psychic shrapnel, is it's all about the relationship that you develop with these thoughts. The more disturbed you are about the thoughts, the worse that they're going to get. The better a relationship, the more neutral, observing, perceptive relationship you have with these thoughts, the more likely they are to kind of get bored with you and just kind of, you know, die down.
And that's what therapy is all about. Well, at least partly about, is, you know, kind of getting acquainted with your issues.
Yeah.
And taking some of the power out of them by just accepting them. And maybe you can integrate them into your sex life, and
yes,
maybe they are best left in the realm of fantasy, depending.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are ways to integrate them in a healthy way.
Of course there are.
Yes.
Of course there are. But sometimes those ways can seem very, very far away, especially if you're in a small town and everybody knows you and you go to a church. And it can be difficult. It can be difficult. Or synagogue or temple or whatever you go to, mosque.
And it's not the Church of Goddess.
Yeah, yeah. It can be really difficult. And yet, it's all about just getting acquainted with your psychic shrapnel.
Yes,
so
and
that
it's
it
possible.
It doesn't kill you.
Yes, if you do, then it won't kill you.
There you go. All right, so you got any psychic shrapnel?
I'm not sure I know what that means.
Right, well, we tried to explain it, but that's okay. It's like something, okay, you
it's
know what
like
shrapnel is?
It's like bad thoughts. It's like bad thoughts that just keep coming and coming
there
and coming and coming.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some trauma. I think that's normal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, most of
normal trauma.
To normal trauma.
It's unfortunate
that it's so normal.
Experience, civilization, education is traumatizing.
Yes.
Right? It's all traumatizing.
When you
we were
come
meant
out
to
of
swing
there.
Through the trees like the bonobos, I think.
Take your
so
first
we all
breath.
Get educated, and we have to, because otherwise we don't survive in this society, and it's traumatizing. And then sometimes we have extra trauma from, you know, people we
life.
Trust.
Life.
From life, right. I don't know if
I
liked now's
it better
the time
when they were licking each
that.
Other, frankly.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, we go back and forth here. We deal
yeah, I
with,
like that.
With the
it's
the
a,
mind, the
it's holistic
the feelings
yeah,
and
yeah.
the genitals.
Yes.
And speaking
because
yeah,
it's the complete
genitals.
Package.
The cerebral, the emotional,
yes.
and the
let's
genital.
Get back
right,
to
the genitals.
I'm more into the tactile world.
The tactile world. We're about to
experience.
Enter that world.
And then there's that.
So, can I get you two to change places?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Of course.
Okay.
We have a little
then
surprise
going to
be
right here. And
earlier.
You're going to, I mean, we do have some interest in having a new experience. Elle would like to ride the motor bunny.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that was an enthusiastic consent. And Jenna would kind of like to get you ready for that.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking that if you like having your nipples played with, you could ride the bunny, and I could do some nipple play on you
yeah,
then.
That would be lovely.
You can get it all going
that way
at the
you
same
could
time.
Balance and get yourself in the position you want to, and you could still
yes.
have your nipples stimulated.
Mm, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So,
I don't think anybody has a complaint
though.
About that.
Do
not
you
a problem.
Like medium, light pressure, soft
I,
touch?
I
like
to medium.
Light medium.
Do you want to be on that side?
Yeah,
we're going to move the bunny up here.
Oh, you're going to move the bunny?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. I'm just like, I don't want to get in the way of the bunny.
You wouldn't be in the way of the bunny. The
okay.
bunny is coming
I like,
up here.
I like right.
Actually, you're
like
going to sit up.
Okay.
Okay. We're, right. we're going to put the bunny on the bed.
Okay.
Okay. This is a machine of great power. And, you know, it's not
whoops.
The kind of... You're ooh, not going to use the microphone.
More cords than even usual.
Okay. So we're going to...
Here. Okay. I'm doing a little assistant work here.
Motor bunny ooh, onto
fantastic.
The bed. And this is now a physical
whoops.
Challenge, but we're up to it.
Do you want the controls,
yeah,
Dr.
The controls,
Susan?
Controls, I guess. I'll take the controls. I'm so controlling. And we're going to put this
control,
on the bed right
dominant.
Here. Right here. Yep. It's happening right now. And I have
me?
The controls here, so you can have this in the back, right. And then... And we are going to apply the protection. It's like a condom, but it's called Saran Wrap. You might be familiar with that. And we are
safe
now
bunnying everybody.
We're going to be wrapping the entire motor bunny.
Ooh. Right.
Okay.
Right
this
here.
Is this is
luckily
very
I'm
exciting.
An expert with Saran Wrap.
Who here was the go. Last person to use the Saran Wrap and left it all in a little knot?
There we go. All it up.
Okay. Here
okay,
we
so
go.
So you grab one end. Okay, yeah,
and
there we go.
Grab one end. And around we go. And we are wrapping that motor bunny.
Side holding it, so.
And I have to say that little Elle is looking rather excited. She's giggling and her eyes are glowing.
Yeah, I've tried this before. It feels amazing.
You tried it before, but
for
not
like a few seconds.
As much as you're going to try it now.
If only we had 2 hours, darling.
Right.
No, I think this will be faster.
All right.
Because it's a vibrator, a really strong one, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's enough of the... Yeah, we don't want it too covered up here.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so maybe Phoenix, you could hold the mic for Mistress Jenna.
Okay.
Domina Jenna. And
Domina.
Now, would you like to remove your little pantyhose there and your sneakers? Yeah? That's so cute, wearing sneakers, right? Not as cute as the lady on the Statue of Liberty who wore pink sneakers, but very cute. And your butt is extremely cute. Oh, my goddess. That is amazing. Look at that butt. Okay. And there is Miss Jenna taking little sweet L over her knee. Right toe. And she's giving
so
her
tiny.
A little spanking.
You just put her in a little headlock and...
Right. You look very maternal with her. Right. Yeah.
Big and buxom, too.
This is
too.
Feeding into so many fetish fantasies of all different sorts.
What could I teach the little girl how to do?
Well, she hasn't been naughty, so I guess this is what they call a maintenance spanking.
Accountability spankings are also good.
By the way, as long as we're doing the spanking,
fun.
I do want to say...
I wouldn't say she's been bad at all. I think she's been very, very good.
She's been very, very good. And our next issue of our new magazine, Dr. Susie's Speakeasy Journal, which was designed by our other Aussie in the room, which is Clemmy Cockatoo. Woohoo! And, of course, Maximilian is the executive publisher, and he's published many other magazines, including Annie Sprinkle's first publication.
What a legend.
Yes. Max, are you here?
Here.
You are here. Right.
I am listening to this wonderful story.
Oh, yes. So
about
you
myself.
Published... Love and Finger and Sprinkle, the Sprinkle Report.
Sprinkle Report.
And
yeah.
Now the Speakeasy Journal. Yeah. And this issue is on splosh and art, and our next issue is on spanking. For adults
right.
only, of course. So I think you might make it into the spanking issue.
I would love that.
Years and years of spanking.
Oh, yeah.
The evolution of spanking.
Here, and actually, I've had reports that people can have orgasms from spanking.
Hasn't involved very far.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel that I could if it was like light ones.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, someone's topping from the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of a bratty sub, honestly.
Yeah, no shit.
Get information.
I wouldn't really consider this doming. This is more of that foreplay you were talking about.
Yeah,
when
playing.
The bonobos get each other ready for fun together.
Yeah.
Girls play with each
that's
other,
it.
And
that's
the younger girls
spanking.
Come and they play with the older girls. That's mm-hmm. kind of what I was also led to believe. The younger female bonobos migrate so that they can go to the new tribe and they do the hoka hoka.
That's right.
The women in the new tribe, and that's how they get accepted. So
she knows her bonobo
She's
way.
Doing
Aww.
Her hoka hoka to put hoka, in her work
hoka.
Right now.
Get it, girl.
Hoka hoka.
And that's a hoka, fun hoka. Thing about spanking is that it, well, it's not intercourse,
we
but it is
put her
erotic.
On this thing pretty soon because I want to see
and
her squirming.
Yeah, it gets you ready. It's like a warm-up. Okay, so here you go. And up you go.
Oh, my God, yes.
I did get a very nice
view. Oh, my God.
And here she is, this lovely Elle Zinova. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we're getting this motor bunny started. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling it a little bit. Okay, here, let me get this microphone here. Yep, yep, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to just have it speed up. A little more. And
get her face. Get her face. Yeah. Right up there. Up close.
Don't put this in front of her. Yeah. But you might want to hold the microphone for Jenna while right over there. Just, she's talking. Right over there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't really want to hold this microphone, though.
Oh,
because
no, I was saying Phoenix would hold it for you.
Phoenix, you should hold it for me.
I need
both hands for these titties.
I'm controlling the vibration. Good, good, good vibrations. Oh, and here she is. Elle.
Oh, my God, it's getting my butt, too.
Vaneva is blasting off into the motor bunny yonder.
Oh my God.
You.
More? More? You want more?
Mm-hmm. Do you want more?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Say it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at your face. We need to zoom in on her face right now.
Yeah, can somebody get one of those cameras move in
on her
beautiful face? Come on. Tight. Close. Close. Like you're making love to her. Yeah, like that. Closer. Closer. Yeah. Yeah. Fill up that screen. Yeah, nice.
Okay, baby.
Oh, nice.
Just you. Relax. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
LLL, go bonobos on that motor bunny. Woo!
Oh my God, it's so strong.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Let
nice.
It go.
Just,
oh, God. Just relax.
She likes it when I push her pussy down onto it.
Oh my God.
She's getting more of a forced orgasm type of.
Oh my God. Fuck. Down. Yeah, I like it down. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God.
She's just a little girl and she's not going anywhere. Cute. I love your face. I want to see you look like that all the time. Our fuck energy is rising.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh. I could just squirt.
Go ahead. We can wash the sheets.
Squirt. Squirt, did she say?
Oh yeah.
I can feel it through my
hands. Oh yeah.
That shit's hot.
Lord and lady.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Houston, we have orgasm? Maybe not yet.
Not yet. That's okay.
She's just edging herself.
Take her
now.
Time.
Can I take my time?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it down now. Take a breather. Take a breather.
I can take more.
So sexy, so hot.
Oh my god, I don't even feel that.
Not that.
Yeah.
It's still alive down there. We're good.
So we're going to keep doing this for several hours, so I don't know if you want to just talk amongst yourselves.
Nothing to see here.
Now, I think right, we all okay. are going to give a big hand to
that was nice.
El Vaneva.
Phoenix and, is getting a little snack.
Phoenix is having a little snack here.
Oh my god. We're
gonna
keep
Ms.
going.
Miss Jenna Rock, will you want to keep going?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sure. Here she is, just riding that motor bunny, just rubbing that juicy little pussy all over that sort of protrusion as Jenna pushes the vulva down. There is no actual penetration going on here. Just pushing it right down, pushing that clit right down on that vibrating motor bunny. Oh, yeah.
Oh
feel it. Oh, you feel it so good. Yeah?
Dirty little bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Look at that third eye right there, bullseye. Yeah. Wow. You are just feeling those vibrations so strong right through you.
Do you need some help with that, little girl?
Yeah.
report. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
She says, can I take it home?
Yes. Can I take it home?
I guess you're going to need to. How long would you like to ride this thing? Like a few days? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she wants to be alone with it for hours.
Oh, I can.
In the dark.
Now, you rode it candles. Before, but just not for, this long.
Yeah. Yeah, just for a few seconds.
Your bone. Is it pretty sensitive right in here?
No, it's actually, I can't. I can barely feel anything.
Really?
It's the vibrations. So numb.
Yeah, you know, it was on so strong. Maybe, you know, sometimes orgasm is a thing that you build up to, yeah. And then you come, and sometimes you kind of go
plateau
over it,
almost.
And you don't come. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, because it's so strong. I think I just got numb, but I still feel it. It's just...
Well, you'll come later. That's my
not all sex has to end in orgasm. You know, it can just be pleasure.
You did what you were talking about. You seemed like you were having pleasure, but not quite having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not just about physical activity, but about being amongst all these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the energy.
All these sexy people.
Right. All these sexy people can be distracting from just your clit. Just. Clenching and releasing into
your wide-eyed, slack-jawed audience, drooling for your.
But you know what I really appreciate about you, other than you're just gorgeous, that you're not like faking an orgasm.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
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 You know, that would be easy to do. To just say, oh yeah, I came.
And I like this. I want to stay here longer.
Well, I know. And I would have you stay as long as you want. And actually, we're going to have an after party. You can ride this like all through the after party. But we are going to have to, you know, wind up the show soon. So that's why I can't just completely have you ride it into infinity right now. But you can stay there. You can sit on it.
I just
think, how much time do I have left? I have no minutes.
What
does that mean? Well, okay, so then I have 2 minutes. That's not
go.
Okay, so, you know, I have...
Look at the sign up here, Susan.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, you have 10 minutes.
That's quite a bit more than two, but okay.
Okay, wrong information.
All right.
Forward.
Are you ready to relax now for 10 minutes? Yeah? So...
let's close up.
We're going to close up. So, let's see.
Can I talk to her for a little bit? I want to ask you some things.
Sure.
Can I ask you some things?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you find erotic? Can I ask her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
You.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What do I find erotic?
Yeah.
What's in your head when you are getting off?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say.
I mean, do you like someone being in charge of you? Do you like being submissive? Is that a thing for you?
I'm actually a switch, but it's easy for me to be a submissive with strangers.
Interesting.
Yeah, I could become a dom with, like, someone that I know and trust. And have really strong chemistry with, or like with hate sex.
Hate sex.
Underrated.
Yes.
Like angry sex.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, bonobos have angry sex sometimes. It's okay to do that. They have makeup sex. And I think, too, when you're really young and pretty and there's a lot of people that want to have sex with you and do all these things with you, you sometimes don't know what you like because you're very busy, you know, being beautiful and living out other people's fantasies. But that doesn't mean you won't learn what you like as life goes on. But it makes sense that you might not know.
Yeah, and porn does help.
Well, porn helps in a way. I mean, everything has its good and its bad. The good thing about porn is it opens you up and allows you to explore all different things, and there's not a lot of shame involved. But the bad thing, if there's a bad thing, is that you might just take on what other people want to the point that you don't know what you want.
Exactly.
So always try to tune in to that intuition,
yeah.
to that feeling of what you want. And
yeah.
it might not be easy to hear that when you're young, but as you get older, it'll be a stronger voice within you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen and a women.
Amen.
And thank you very much for kind of inspiring me to come into that. Susanna Brisk, you should get her book. Am I sitting on it? Yeah, I think I've applied some personal lubricant to it. And
like it.
It's How to Get Laid Using Your Intuition by Susanna Brisk. And she is also a counselor, a sexual intuitive.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a joy to meet you and spend time with you, all of you. Thank
My
you.
My pleasure, certainly. And thank you, Miss L.
Thank you. Thanks for having
you
me.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You're very willing. Thank you.
And
it was my pleasure.
And thank you, Miss Jenna.
Giving you pleasure.
Rotten. And everybody here is on Twitter and Facebook. Well, you're not on Facebook, right?
No. I only have a Twitter. I try not to use social media.
Okay. Well, that's probably good for you. It helps you keep in touch with your intuition because social media is very distracting. So, but y'all can get in touch with them through social media, and you should read the book, learn more about BDSM, and check out Elle. She is a hot up-and-coming porn star.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
She's
tearing
that motor
Phoenix go? Phoenix, come here.
She's somewhere.
You wench, you.
Where is she?
Where is she?
I don't know.
She's applying her footwear, one at a time, very carefully. All right, so I think I have to give you a spanking. So, yeah, of course, bend over, please. Bend over. That's a good girl. You are very naughty for various things. We're all good. But
I had erased the...
But sexy
I relieved my tension by giving you a good spanking with Goddess Phoenix's neon whip.
You got 2 minutes.
And everybody... Check out Cosmo, July issue for Domination 101 and Parsecs.
Keep it sexy.
And, of course, The Bonobo Way, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, has never been more important to our well-being, our female empowerment, our males, our peace through pleasure. We need
peace
to learn
through pleasure.
From the bonobos. Yes, indeed.
Be like the bonobos.
So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Use your intuition, and that means just get in touch with it. And make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Yay.
I love you.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the air. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages.
If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.